Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this concept or this idea where, like, how do you deal with things that happen in your personal life?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
That are debilitating to some extent, or that really cause you to have to focus on it, maybe in some ways cause you to really have to put a lot of your energy towards your family or your personal life compared to your work. And what do you do about it?
Yeah. So the reason why we wanted to talk about that was that just recently I had a number of people, both on my team, but also friends, going through just personal challenges, right? Somebody's father dying, who had just started, like, so a new team member works with us for like a month or so, and then his dad passes away. And so that kind of, like, that is obviously a super dramatic personal life event that affects work as well. But also people with less dramatic things happening to them, of just like moving and how interruptive that can be to life and therefore also to work. And the common theme that I saw in many of these situations was, like, most of the advice and most of the work and energy I had to invest in those people was all about giving them permission to deal with life and be okay with the fact that work will have to take a step back for a little bit, right? Just telling people, hey, it's okay. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Work will still be here in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks. It's okay if you're, like, not on your A game. And, like, seeing how much people struggle with giving even themselves permission to be out of balance at times, to be struggling. Like, we're all going to go through phases where we struggle, but, like, how you deal with that struggle, if you're giving yourself permission and if you deal with it with forgiveness towards yourself, or if you make it even harder because you create this pressure and stress of thinking, oh, my God, I'm behind on work, and like creating this extra pressure and destructiveness that ultimately I think will lead to even worse results in work as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really about communication. And because remember, like, you're not the only one on your team.
Yeah.
So being able to communicate with your team, even if it's a highly personal matter and you don't want to share what it is, you should say something personal is going on in my life. And, you know, you wouldn't communicate it this way, but essentially these are the rules of engagement with